As we continue through the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is revealing to us the framework, the parameters of the kingdom of God. Just a clear point of reflection for us today, where is my treasure? Am I working for treasure on earth? Or is my heart set on the treasures of heaven? And there really is no intermingling. In the words that are spoken in the original language, the heaven is a completely distinct place from earth. And it's when we have that proper disposition of our heart, of our mind, of our entire being, properly oriented, pointed in the right direction towards heaven and the things of heaven, then we can have a proper understanding and care for the things of the earth. We see a lot of the issues in our world today, and even within the church, where sometimes the primary focus is on the horizontal, on the social justice, on the care for the things of this world as the primary end of our lives. It's always a competition. We always have to check ourselves. To go back to this Sermon on the Mount, go back to the beginning of chapter 5 and the Beatitudes and those virtues of Jesus Christ that are put on display for us as the goal of our life. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who yearn and hunger for righteousness, those who suffer for the sake of righteousness. These are the goals, these are the treasures where our heart should be. You know, in the world of the time of Jesus, in our time today, oftentimes people will use the religion as a means of gaining material wealth, of health and wellness, and will use our earthly status as a proof of our blessings from God. That our goal is to amass an earthly wealth of reputation, of money, of status, of degrees, and we cloak it under the glorification of God as I build my earthly kingdom. If, by God's grace, that's a reality for you, okay. But is that where your treasure is? Can you walk away from it all today and leave it all behind for the true treasure in heaven? Jesus is revealing to us the kingdom of God. It requires a radical reorientation of everything about our heart, our mind, our soul, everything that we think is right. Christ is coming to radically reorient it. I think it's kind of fitting our incoming bishop, Bishop-elect Eric, you know, his new motto, his motto is, you know, seek first the kingdom of God. You know, so the passage today fits right into that. Our primary focus is the kingdom of God. And this weekend, as we prepare for Corpus Christi Sunday, where the true treasure, Jesus Christ himself, made present in the Holy Eucharist, is put before us as the model of our life, the source and summit of everything that we have and everything that we are. If our hearts aren't yearning for deeper intimacy with the Holy Eucharist, then maybe that's a good point of reflection on where my treasure is. Christ is calling us out of this earthly, passing, pleasured life in this world. Have our heart and mind set completely and totally on him in heaven. Let's ask for that grace to truly have our treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, and the thieves cannot break in and steal.